Hi guys, I'm Laura.
What are you doing, Pat?
Oh, sorry, I'm trying to write a poem.
A poem?
Yeah.
What's it about?
It's just silly.
Oh, I'm sure it's good.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, it's a silly poem. It's a limerick.
What's a limerick?
Well, that is what our article today is about. We'll learn about limericks and how to write them. Shall we get started?
Okay.
All right.
Rhyme time.
You might think writing a poem in English is really hard. Don't worry, though. Some poems are long and complicated, but some are simple and fun. Look at the example below. A funny thing happened in June. The dish ran away with the spoon. They went far away and got married one day. Now they live in a house on the moon. This poem is a limerick. A limerick always has five lines. The first, second, and fifth lines rhyme with one another. So do the third and fourth lines. Also, the third and fourth lines should be shorter. Look at the rhymes in this one. This poem was written by Pat, who's short and a little bit fat. He comes from the UK, drinks tea every day, and loves to stop working and chat.
Poem. Poem. Molly enjoys writing short poems about her daily life. Molly enjoys writing short poems about her daily life. Spoon. Spoon. The child used a spoon to eat cereal from the bowl. The child used a spoon to eat cereal from the bowl. Mine. Mine. The lawyer read all the lines in the contract before signing it. The lawyer read all the lines in the contract before signing it. Chat. Chat. Chat, chatted, chatted. The workers took a break and chatted outside the office. The workers took a break and chatted outside the office.
You might think writing a poem in English is really hard, yeah? Okay, a poem, spelled P-O-E-M, poem, is a piece of writing that expresses emotions, experiences, and ideas, especially in short lines, often using words that rhyme.
没错，今天的文章呢，可能点出很多人的心声，就是你可能认为要写出一首英文是真的很困难。那诗的英文要怎么说呢？我们可以用这个字 poem。Poem， 那诗通常可以表达自己的情绪啦，或者是你的经验，或者是你一些想法 ideas。那诗通常都会押韵 rhyme。
It's not so hard to think of words that rhyme like cat, bat, sat, that.
Pat!
Yes?
No, I was rhyming!
Oh, I see. Yes. So it's easy to find words that rhyme, but making a poem that sounds good is not so easy. Famous poets or people who wrote poems are remembered for a long time.
Oh, that's right. 因为呢，诗真的是不好写，所以呢，如果你是很会写诗的诗人，英文就是 poet, P-O-E-T,、
mm-hmm.
当然大家都会记得你啦。上次呢，提到了这个哦，非常有名的诗人，我们就想到李白，对不对？李白 is a very, very famous Chinese poet.
Okay, here's a sentence with poem. Molly enjoys writing short poems about her daily life. Molly enjoys writing short poems about her daily life.
How cute. 所以说 Molly 她很喜欢写关于她的生活的一些很短的一些诗词啦。
The article then says, don't worry though, Some poems are long and complicated, but some are simple and fun. Something that is complicated, and this is spelled C-O-M-P-L-I-C-A-T-E-D, a long word, complicated, it's very difficult. Kind of like spelling complicated.
Exactly. Okay, 不过课文呢就提醒大家说，哎呀，不过不用担心啦。有些诗呢，其实呢，它感觉非常冗长又很复杂，但是有些诗其实简单又有趣哦。那其中刚刚我们提到的复杂的英文就是 complicated， 当然它的相反词就是 simple， 很简单 ，S-I-M-P-L-E。
The article then introduces the first limerick. Okay, it says, look at the example below.
Great, looking at examples. 所以接下来我们就要看看呢，以下的范例大家就可以体会出，其实有些诗没有你想象中的那么难，而且很有趣哦。
Here we go. A funny thing happened in June. The dish ran away with the spoon. They went far away and got married one day. Now they live in a house on the moon.
Okay, I can...
Can you do that in Chinese?
Okay, but it probably won't rhyme.
Maybe that's okay.
Okay, 所以刚刚的这个小短诗呢，我们来翻成中文。虽然它不会押韵，可大家就知道它很有趣哦。六月时发生一个趣事，盘子和汤匙逃跑了，他们远走高飞，并在某天结了婚，而且现在他们住在月球的一间房子里耶。
Wow!
It sounds fun in Chinese.
Okay, let's explain one of the words in that poem, and it's spoon, S-P-O-O-N.Spoon. A spoon is an object used for eating or cooking or serving food. It has a small bowl-shaped part on one end and a handle. So...
Yay! Spoon. Really important.、Mm-hmm. 就是汤匙。Okay, 那其实其他我们还非常常见的餐具还有 fork, 就是叉子啦、mm-hmm. 或是 knife, 就是刀子。那当然我们中文都是用筷子 chopsticks.But I want to mention something really interesting.
Yeah?
I like to use a thing called a spork.
S-P-O-R-K.
S-P-O-R-K.
What?
It looks like a fork, but...in a spoon kind of
shape. Oh, so spoon, fork, spork.
Together. Yeah,、
gotcha.
就是叉匙。它看起来像它是一个叉子啊，可是它其实还有个弧度，也可以用来当汤匙用哦。Really interesting.
Ooh, interesting. So you can eat soup and ice cream and breakfast cereal and lots of other things with a spoon.
Of course, 汤匙超好用的、啊。我们常常可以用来喝汤啦，吃冰淇淋啊，或者早餐吃这个玉米片啊。而且汤匙其实有分那种小叉匙。Okay, like,And you can put sugar with a teaspoon,
yes.
right? 或是 tablespoon, 就是一般我们看到比较大一点的汤匙啦。
So we could say, the child used a spoon to eat cereal from the bowl. The child used a spoon to eat cereal from the bowl.
那个小朋友用汤匙吃碗中的玉米片咯，就是那种麦片早餐的。
So let's go back to that poem. The article says, this poem is a limerick.And just that's the name for this kind of poem.
Okay, 所以刚刚我们听到的这个五行打油诗，它的英文就是 limerick.
A limerick always has five lines, okay? A line, in this case, L-I-N-E, line, it's one line of written words, okay? For example, in a poem or in a document. A limerick has five lines, and some poems have more, some have less. Mm-hmm. A novel, they have lots of lines.
I remember, like, a haiku.
Haiku's three, yeah.
Right. Okay.
English sonnet.14.
Wow,、
yes.
okay, 所以呢当然我们来看一下刚刚的课文提到说五行打油诗经常就是有五行句子而组成其中我们提到的 line,、哦、它是个名词在这里是表示行的意思或是诗的行或是文章的一行两行的行哦 okay.
Right, so here's a sentence with line. The lawyer read all the lines in the contract before signing it.The lawyer read all the lines in the contract before signing it.
That's very important. Okay. 这个律师呢在签合约之前合约的英文就是 contract. 他当然要读所有的每一条的条款一行一行的读哦。
Now, poems can rhyme, but they don't have to.、
Mm-hmm.
A limerick does have rhymes, but the rhymes follow a special pattern. The article explains the first...second and fifth lines of the limerick rhyme with one another.
Oh, okay. 其实我一直以为诗好像每一句都好像要跟上一句押韵，但是啊，并不是每篇诗都是如此哦。像是今天我们要教大家的 limerick， 很有趣的呢，它是在第一、第二和第五句要押韵。
Yeah, now if two words rhyme, R-H-Y-M-E, it's a tricky word to spell that, rhyme, they have the same sound when you speak them out loud, like dog, frog, fox, box, ball, tall.
cute, okay. 所以两个字要押韵，英文我们可以用 A and B rhyme, or A rhymes with B. For example, 像刚刚 Pat 提到了 ball and tall rhyme, or ball, the word ball, rhymes with tall.
Yeah. And in a limerick, lines 1, 2, and 5 all have the same rhyme. In our last one, we had June, spoon, and moon, okay? That's why we say they rhyme with one another.
所以刚刚的诗大家有没有发现的确呢在第一第二跟第五的最后一个字都押韵呢你看 June 六月 Spoon 汤匙还有 Moon 月球都有押韵哦
Yeah and the article also says so do the third and fourth lines so they rhyme just with each other not the same as 1, 2, and 5 so 1, 2, and 5、then 3 and 4 okay away and day
对那刚刚大家有没有发现第三行跟第四行的最后一个字则要互相押韵所以刚刚我们看到是 away 跟 day 这两个字是押韵的
Yeah, it sounds complicated, but it's actually easy. We also learned that also the third and fourth lines should be shorter.So this means they just have less words than the others.
是哦，所以好难哦。第三跟第四句要比较短一点呢。
It's easy when you read them out loud. So that's why we're going to give you another example. Okay, look at the rhymes in this one. This poem was written by Pat, who's short and a little bit fat. He comes from the UK, drinks tea every day.And loves to stop working and chat.
You really do. Oh, okay. That was a great limerick. Okay. 好，刚刚的这个诗我们来看一下哦。就是这是由 Pat 所写的诗，所以第一句是 Pat。他矮小而且有点胖 ，fat。他来自英国 UK， 每天都喝茶 ，every day， 而且喜欢停下来工作去 chat 聊天。
Hopefully you can see how the different lines rhyme. We had like pat and fat and then chat. Okay, so the word chat, C-H-A-T, it means to talk in a friendly and informal way. C-H-A-T, chat.
没错 ,chat 就是聊天的意思啦。Okay, how do we use that in a sentence?
We can say, the workers took a break and chatted outside the office. The workers took a break and chatted outside the office.
Okay, 那些工作人员休息并且在办公室外面聊天哦。
Right, that's the end of this part of the article, so it's time to end our lesson. Okay, I've finished my limerick.
Oh, what's it about?
It's about you.
Ooh.
Right, okay, here goes. We have a nice teacher named Laura. All of us would do anything for her.She's the fabulous queen of this magazine, and all of our students adore her.
Aw, that's so sweet of you. You're making me shy. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, do you know there are also some cute Chinese poems that a lot of people actually learn when they grow up?
Oh, when they're very small, they learn
it's
it,
really
like、
cute.
Tang, right?
Like, no,
it's Tang Dynasty?
It's like 小皮球香蕉油 and they run 球油
That's cute. Can you do one more?
城门城门鸡蛋糕三十六把刀
Okay, so 蛋糕
Yeah, it's really great.
All
right. I have to remember. I can't really remember.
That's、
okay.
fun. All right, that is all for today. But join us again tomorrow for more fun with limericks where you guys will be writing your own.
Ooh, bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Our PE teacher is showing us how to do a crossover.
Our PE teacher is showing us how to do a crossover.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim. 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。今天我们要教大家跟篮球相关的英文术语，那就是 crossover 换手运球。让我来举个例句。Our PE teacher is showing us how to do a crossover. 我们的体育老师正在向我们示范如何换手运球。首先看到句子里的 PE 就是体育课 Physical Education 的英文缩写，英文经常简称为 PE。 Physical 就是与身体相关的， Education 就是教育，与身体相关的教育就是体育课啦。而我们今天的重点单字 crossover 代表篮球当中的换手运球，如果做得熟练的话，就是相当酷的动作哦。Jack can do a crossover， 就表示 Jack 他可以换手运球。最后，希望今天教的句子同学们都能记起来哦。现在就让我们来看看今天的例句。Our PE teacher is showing us how to do a crossover。小聚会，我们下次见咯。
Our PE teacher is showing us how to do a crossover.
Our PE teacher is showing us how to do a crossover.
Tic Tac!
Yes, it's all coming back to me!
It! Come back! 是谁回来啦？
表姐 ，What do you think of this dress？
你说这个黑白点点的洋装，
超想买的。
Laura， 你看你已经这么多衣服了 ，Start buying more clothes。
But polka dots are coming back。
Coming back？ 你说谁回来了？狗狗啊，对对对，狗狗回来了，我去看看。
是 polka dots。
哦，表姐又在鸭子惊雷了啦。
虽然 come back 的确是有回来的意思，像是每次我出门前，妈妈都问我说。When are you coming back? 以及我每次去垦丁晒得黑黑回来的时候，大家就问我说 Did you just come back from the beach? 可是刚刚我说的 polka dots are coming back 意思就是这个黑色点点又开始流行了耶。 Come back 没有错，又可以表示又开始流行，重新流行的意思哦。像是 mini skirts are coming back 意思就是迷你裙又再度流行了呢。另外呢，当我们用 come back to somebody， 却是表示某人记起了什么东西哦。比方像是 I can't think of her name now， but I'm sure it'll come back to me later。也就是说，我现在突然想不起她的名字，不过我很确定，待会呢，我一定会记起来的哦。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
今天我们学到原来 come back 有好多种的意思哦，一般大家比较熟悉的就是回来的意思哦，像是 I'll come back before dinner。 另外它还可以用来表示什么东西又开始流行了，像是 Hot pink is coming back into fashion。 最后 come back to somebody 就是某人记起什么事情，比方像是 It's all coming back to me。
Rhyme time。
You might think writing a poem in English is really hard. Don't worry, though. Some poems are long and complicated, but some are simple and fun. Look at the example below. A funny thing happened in June. The dish ran away with the spoon. They went far away and got married one day. Now they live in a house on the moon.This poem is a limerick. A limerick always has five lines. The first, second, and fifth lines rhyme with one another. So do the third and fourth lines. Also, the third and fourth lines should be shorter. Look at the rhymes in this one. This poem was written by Pat, who's short and a little bit fat. He comes from the UK.Drinks tea every day and loves to stop working and chat.
Poem. Poem. Molly enjoys writing short poems about her daily life. Molly enjoys writing short poems about her daily life. Spoon. Spoon. The child used a spoon to eat cereal from the bowl. The child used a spoon to eat cereal from the bowl. Mine. Mine. The lawyer read all the lines in the contract before signing it. The lawyer read all the lines in the contract before signing it. Chat. Chat. Chat, chatted, chatted. The workers took a break and chatted outside the office. The workers took a break and chatted outside the office.